the inferior self as an individual being, but also feel yourself one with everyone here and everyone else who is here with us in this room. All of our divine friends, there is no separation between you. From this space of oneness, allow the frequency, the energy, if you feel drawn by your spirit, to make sound. Allow it to come through. If you are not in a space, you're not feeling the inclination to make sound, then just enjoy the energies. Just enjoy the space you have created for yourself, that we have created together, and that the rain is creating for us. We will do a bit of sound and you can join in. Just don't think about it. Let the mind do whatever it needs to do. If the mind wants to think, fine. It does not matter what you think. Just let whatever it is come out. It might be high, it might be low, it might be song, it might be tones, it might be languaging, it might be gibberish. Bao gumban dianda jindianda randu jambo jiki kiambo manayao. Oh.
Tumba.
Bajimbo Marina Jinda Zakua Kyandoranai. Yaku Bakorana Tindara Chikuranai. Lariya kuarana eroko barakiya ya gorana riyaku lariya kuyandaya barakina ya.
Kamawaku Kiwawaku Pani Prr Tanto Chitoku Pamare Atayo Meku Aparawa Wachinjavu
Let your spirits direct your voices. Whatever wants to come through, just let it out. Passion and power. With reckless abandon, as they say. Play with your mouths, making them do different things so different sounds come out. Yakumba chimbomba ndiendara chikuyu. Bakujembo ndiendara taia. Everyone take a drink of water. To cool you down a bit. It's very high energy stuff and you have to keep hydrated. Cool the engine. And also to help your body detox. hope you are enjoying yourselves, basking in your divine presences and this divine energy. Now it is your job to take this with you, to remember this and access this in your day-to-day life, in your meditations. And you can utilize the divine sounds to help you. It's a very efficient way to increase your vibration. Very accelerated technology. And it costs you nothing. It's always available to you. It's the most valuable technology you have available to you on the planet. Better than anything the scientists have created. And you can create with it, clear energies with it. Open frequencies with it. And just have fun with it. Always remember to have fun. You are not here on this planet to struggle. Enlightenment does not come quicker with struggle. One of the pathways. You can choose struggle or you can choose ease and grace. It is your choice. You are in charge here. You are the boss. No one is in charge of your life but you and your God presence. You as God presence, you as mind, you as feeling, you as personality, you as soul, you as spirit, you as God Goddess are in control. There may be parts of you that believe they are in control or would like to control, but this is only from fear. The desire to control only comes from fear. If I can control this situation, then I will not be hurt again. There is no need to fear. You cannot be hurt. Yes, you can feel things that perhaps do not feel so good. You may experience times of struggle. because parts of you do not understand yet, have forgotten. That everything and everyone, love and divine, that you are remembering, you are helping all those parts of you to remember, and helping your brothers and sisters to remember. Do not have to tell them anything. Just be you. Lead by example. You are not their master. You are their friend. Sometimes you must act very masterfully but you are no one's master. You may be a master, but everyone is a master. Honor what you can do. Honor your mastery. And honor the mastery that you currently cannot do. For all you have to do is imagine. If you can imagine it, you can do it. If you can imagine it, you've probably already done it. If you can imagine it, you will accomplish it. You will create it. Especially if it is supported by your spirit, your divine plan, what you need and want to accomplish in this lifetime upon this planet. Wondrous divine beings, amazing beams of light. Brighter than 1,000 suns. A million suns. You are all not just stars, but galaxies. Enjoy your existence. Well, you place yourself here. There is no puppet's master. With strings attached to you. You are the puppet and the puppet master. Appreciate your presence upon the earth and here this evening. Mother Earth thanks you for your presence. The entire hierarchy, the angels, and all the divine beings thank you for your presence. Thank you for coming to planet Earth to help this planet ascend. You all know how to do it. You just forgot. Now you are remembering. And the new civilization is being created through you. And through your visions. Bless you, bless you, bless you all. Namaste to you all. Enjoy these energies. Allow them to dissipate. Take your time. As much time as you need and want. To transition this space, this energy into the waking world, into the moving world, taking the space with you into the moving world.
How about your throat? Does that have a good time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and when I haven't done any sound for a while, my throat can tend to get groggy and, you know, it really opens things up so much. And singing too, I really like to sing, and just really opens things up. Really allows truth to come through. You know, it's not just about opening this and opening this. You know, it's opening everything. It's like every chakra carries a different vibration and frequency, and that's the frequency that certain vibration can come through. Know that you work with the chakras and all that stuff in your work. Anybody have anything to share? You couldn't make any noise at all? Did you try, or you just didn't feel like making any, or?
Yeah, I think so. I felt like I tried, but then it was nice.
Yeah. But and just in case somebody has in past lives or some other soul part of you has said in some life, you know, like for instance, I'm not going to bring through divine truth, I'm not going to channel, I'm not going to see or speak or sing or you might have something along those lines. You got into trouble a little bit before.
Previously.
In this lifetime or another. Probably both, huh? Yeah, they didn't like what you had to say, huh? Well, I recommend doing some releasing of any vows or agreements that say, well, we'll just do it right now. Just say, by divine decree, and you guys can join in too, just in case you might have something. Say, by divine decree,
by divine decree.
With the power, essence, love, and grace, God, Goddess, my beloved God presence, the universal laws of love and divinity, karma and forgiveness, liberty and freedom. I now release all vows and agreements limiting patterns, judgments, beliefs that I or anyone else in this body has ever made across space, time, and dimension, or any of my souls and soul extensions or ancestors I've ever made across space, time, and dimension, to not speak my truth, channel higher frequencies, guidance, teachings, encodements, tones, language, song, or to see with my clairvoyance, or hear clairaudiently from other dimensions, other beings, and speak what they have to say, or what my spirit has to say, for fear that I may be hurt by others, rejected, killed, or hurt in any way. And I ask for karmic absolution for every lifetime, every experience, for myself, all souls and soul extensions, soul fragments, ancestors, where we have experienced traumatic experiences, dealing with individuals, groups, councils, where we have been hurt, rejected, abandoned, betrayed, for speaking, for channeling, for bringing through divine frequencies, energies, or saying anything, good or bad, to anyone. And I forgive myself and all others for hurting me, or when I have hurt anyone else, when they have spoken the truth, and I may not have liked what they had to say. I release all judgment of others and self about speaking, singing divine truth, sounding, toning, bringing through encodements, mantras, song, love, or any frequency that may have helped or appeared to have hurt others. I forgive myself for hurting anyone in any way. I forgive everyone that has hurt me in any way. And I release to the light all energies, all entities, implants, beliefs, patterns, structures that have supported or maintained any vows and agreements limited in nature, that have hindered any part of me from being my divine presence, speaking from divine presence, speaking and singing the truth. And I now give myself full permission to speak the truth, to sing the truth, to speak love, to sing love, to embody my divine presence, to be the magnificence I am, God presence. Help me be the awesome magnificence that I truly am. Open all frequencies, all energies, myself, all souls, soul extensions, across space, time, and dimension. Provide grace and ease. Divine knowing, divine teachings, help me listen, help me follow, and direct myself through my intuition, through my knowing, to always be on the divine path. Available in the universe and of all universes, space, time, and dimension, to help me be all that I am and embody all that I am here on planet Earth right now and every moment of my life. Gracefully and easily. God, I am. God, I am. God, I am. Goddess, I am. Goddess, I am. Goddess, I am. I am love. I am light. I am the way, the truth, and the light. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the love. And so is everyone else. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Now you'll be able to tone and sing like an angel. Covered all the bases.
Big story in virtues.
I like to cover all the bases. Well, it was raining inside.
Mm.
It was just a dry rain.
Oh, yeah.
It was etheric rain.
Yeah.
What you got going there? Yeah, spleeny. Spleen is a very multidimensional organ. Processes multidimensional energy throughout your body. Just call upon the violet fire to help it out. See those energies spreading out easily and gracefully out through your body, your spleen easily and gracefully able to distribute all those energies we've been bringing through and receiving all kinds of help from the angels, the archangels, all the healing emissaries, and your God presence. Have any questions or anything to say or add? How's your spleen now? Well, blessings on your journeys, everyone. Thank you for coming. Be doing another evening in 2 weeks. I think it's 2 weeks. If you're not on my email list, get on my email list, and then you'll know for sure when the next one's happening. And if you want to know about other events happening here, I'm sure there's a Gaia email list sign up sheet. If there's not, then just put yourself on my list and then write Gaia next to it or something, and I'll give them your address. There's lots of things happening here, lots of regular events and big, wonderful projects that we're doing here that you may want to be involved in. There's some information there called the Divine University. On the 12th, we're having a big opening as we transition this whole operation to the Divine University. And you can read all about it. It's a big planetary assistance program. Worldwide teachers and programs for children and a whole bunch of goodies.
I got an email about that. I guess I'll get more info. I was just wondering if it's possible to come to part of the ceremony and not the whole day.
Yeah, I'm sure it's possible.
Yeah.
So what? You're not gonna bring her along, huh?
Yeah, she's a lovely lady. I'm not
sure
she's judgmental. She is still a lovely lady.
Mm.
So I might just come to part of it. And
yeah.
Not the whole day before.
Yeah, it would be too much for her. We'll be doing big ceremony on that day and. Well, if you can, try to come for the whole thing, or at the very least, for the ceremony bit.
Do you know when that is?
I do. I'm sure we'll be putting out a. I don't know for sure if we'll be putting out a schedule, but if you contact me. I can let you know when the ceremony's happening. I think the ceremony's happening at 5. Pretty, or maybe,
it,
yeah, I'm not.
It's alright, I'll find out, because
yep.
I really want to come to part of it, but at the same time, I don't want to be too concerned for my friend, and that's fine. She's
yeah.
Friend,
yeah.
There's lots of good things about Catholics.
You poor dear. You make him go to a Catholic school.
You.
Yeah.